Let's go now to Leinster House, where after more than 2 months of rancour, the regional independent group have made their debut at Leaders' Questions. Offaly TD Carol Nolan asked a question about special education. Now, we'll come to that in a moment, but first, Donald Trump's tariff plans were raised by the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald.
If we agree that Donald Trump's approach is reckless, well, then we can't mimic that approach and follow him down the road of damaging tariffs. The only value of EU counter-tariffs would be if they could de-escalate the situation, if you could be sure that it would force Donald Trump to withdraw his tariffs and avoid a trade war. So we need a very sober assessment of counter-tariffs before they're considered or employed. This is a time for cool heads and a clear eye on what's important and to focus on the things that we can control.
Here's what Taoiseach Micheál Martin said in response.
I would, in the first instance, say Ireland does not believe in tariffs. The European Union does not believe in tariffs, and the European Union doesn't want tariffs. So the European Union hasn't started this. Ireland hasn't started this. We're a small open economy, and in my view, the economic model that we followed over 50 or 60 years has brought very, very significant progress, modernity and investment into Ireland, and has facilitated the growth of indigenous Irish companies who have interacted with the multinationals in a very effective way. And the bottom line is this, however, that ultimately, to get this into a sustainable lending zone for the future, negotiations are key.
Micheál Martin. For more, we can talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, there's a great sense of nervousness today, but no one knows exactly what's coming.
Yeah, a deep sense of unease about what's coming down the tracks and to a certain extent, unanimity across government and opposition benches that it's not going to be good, that there needs to be a considered response than any knee-jerk retaliatory action from the European Union, and that the government needs to continue to invest in capital projects if these tariffs are hanging around, just to make sure things are still moving rather than shutting up its spending shop. But overall, you can say on both sides of the House, there's concern that what we're facing is a choice between bad, very bad and downright awful.
Let's move on to something else, because the deputy leader of the Social Democrats, Cian O'Callaghan, raised the issue of religious orders failing to pay for redress for former residents of mother and baby homes, something reported in today's Irish Times. Let's give a listen.
When is the state finally going to flex some legal muscle when it comes to these religious orders? Why are these orders not being raided by the Gardaí, and why are our assets not being seized? It's unbelievable that the approach of successive governments to these orders, which operated as criminal networks, is to roll over. What will it take for the state to finally act and go after these orders with more than a begging bowl?
It was on Monday afternoon that the Minister received from Ms. Sheila Noonan, as you say, the negotiator, the report on negotiations with religious organisations associated with mother and baby institutions payment scheme. Obviously, the Minister is going to have to review that report and we'll come back to government in relation to it. The government has not gone cap in hand to anyone, Deputy. The government took its own decisions in respect of a redress scheme in terms of those in mother and baby homes.
Paul, there have been a number of controversies about this scheme. I suppose the main one being who qualifies for redress. But listening to that exchange in the Dáil and reading this morning's story, it's clear that the government isn't getting in the money it had hoped for.
I think that's fair. But to a certain extent, the next step in this pivots around that report. And we got an indication yet that the Cabinet hasn't gone through it. And to a certain extent, we're in a little bit of a vacuum now. But what's absolutely clear is what the opposition believes on how this should be proceeded with. So we just wait to see what the government response is going to be.
Right. Finally, we'll come to the issue that has caused so much controversy since the middle of January. This question of who gets speaking rights in the Dáil. It was Carol Nolan, the Offaly TD, who finally asked a question on behalf of the regional independent grouping. We can give a quick listen.
Other members, questions I call on Deputy Carol Nolan. Deputy.
Taoiseach, today I want to raise with you an issue that is not only of considerable importance to my own constituency of Offaly, but one which is also of critical importance to many areas nationally that have witnessed a dramatic increase in the level of demand. I am referring to our special education schools.
So that's how it started or ended, depending on your point of view. Paul, what happened when Carol Nolan got to her feet?
Yes, so she got to her feet and then there was an exodus. So opposition parties one by one began to stand up and quietly head for the doors. So that was Sinn Féin, the Labour Party, People Before Profit, Independent Ireland. And effectively a row which was characterised by furious words and chaos was ending in silence. And the unstated thing was that if the government wants to talk to itself, well, the opposition doesn't have any role in that and we're just heading out. Notably, the Social Democrats, who've been part of that opposition alliance trying to fight back against the changes to standing orders, two of their TDs did stay and listen to Carol Nolan. So it does seem that the opposition unity has somewhat broken up a little bit. But whether this quiet protest continues will be interesting, particularly when the independent TD Michael Lowry takes his opportunity to ask questions of Taoiseach Micheál Martin.
Paul, thank you very much. That was our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.